It's time for us once again to speak with Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause. You can find that on the web, sportingacause.com. Willie joins Hometown Sunday Morning every week and files a report about different things going on. And today's a real big day, actually, for Sporting a Cause, I would think, with Kent Pumpkin Run and stuff, Willie.
It is, Marshall. I was listening to your promo of it earlier, and the Kent Pumpkin Run is a big deal. It's a small town race, but it's a big race. People don't realize that they capped this race at 1,000 runners. I mean, it's a big deal. They've been doing it for 42 years, they do it upright, and the whole world goes to either compete in it or watch it. I've said before that running events aren't the most fun from a spectator point of view. I mean, they're fun to be in, to compete in, and so forth. But you go to a 5K, and you're there to support a spouse or a friend, and the race starts. They all leave. Half an hour later, they come back, and that's it. But it's a Kent Pumpkin Run. It's a costumed event, one of several. But they get incredibly creative in this race. In past years, a group dressed up as Santa and the reindeer, complete with sleigh, and the reindeer pull the Santa for 5 miles. And my favorite is a group of six people that dressed up as a six-pack of beer. Each person was dressed up as a long-neck beer bottle, and incredibly, the six of them ran within the confines of a cardboard carrying case, like you'd have a six-pack. It's wild. But anyway, there's time to get to that because it kicks off at noon. Plenty of places to park. They put people in fields and so forth, and that benefits the Kent Food Bank and also Julia's Wings Foundation, which is addresses aplastic anemia. So that's the big deal. I should note that there was an event yesterday. Most of the running events happened yesterday despite the weather. People run in the rain. They're not stopped by that unless there's thunder and lightning. But one event that was postponed was the Housatonic Women's Alumni Soccer Match fundraiser. It was kind of organized at the last minute to raise funds for Terry and Nicole Roy from Lakeville, who had a devastating house fire. They lost damaged considerably their home, and they lost all of their belongings, including their pets. The soccer match, and they're going to sell food and have a raffle and everything. They decide to postpone that, and I'll certainly have the new date on my website when it comes along. Next weekend, there are several events. Starting on Saturday, there's a Run Like a Deer 5K. It's a run-walk event hosted by and to benefit Region 7 School District. The money they raise will help the graduation expenses for this coming year. Also, the last in the Halloween themed events next Saturday is the 5K Monster Dash, and that's held at White Memorial Conservation Center, as so many events are, and that benefits the Northwest Connecticut YMCA. It's the fourth in a four race series that's held throughout the summer and fall. And the whole series, the whole four-race series, is underwritten by Senator Subaru. It's no small financial commitment, and they deserve to be recognized for that. Also next Saturday, one of my favorite events is the Ed McGuire 18th Annual Cannonball 5K Run in Falls Village. That's sponsored by Shelley's Hair Salon and the Falls Village Volunteer Fire Company, who are also the beneficiaries. And that's a fun thing to watch. As is their tradition, it starts off with the setting off of a cannon. If you haven't been there before, it's quite startling, and also for your pets sometimes. But that's a fun event. And then next Sunday, another of my favorite events, at Hotchkiss School, is a 24th annual swimathon. This is organized by Keith Moon, who's a Hotchkiss teacher and a swim coach and also involved with the Connecticut Special Olympics. And the fundraiser and the event is a fundraiser for the Connecticut Special Olympics swim team. And this is a big deal, too. I didn't realize until last year how big it is, but last year they had 235 swimmers that represented 9 different schools. And they raised over $13,000 for the Special Olympics. And they've raised over $170,000 in the 23 years that they've been doing it. That runs from 9 in the morning to 5 at night, and people can go. They bring their donations. It's like a walk-a-thon in a way. There's no entry fee, so to speak, but you raise pledges from your family members and so forth. And then you come and you get, you know, maybe you, it's arranged so you get so much per lap. You can come and you can swim one lap if you want. There are a handful of people, believe it or not, who came at 9 and they swam until 5 nonstop. The really fit swimmers. But anyway, that's a very cool event. And next Sunday also, as this is the third in a series of 6 turkey shoots over at the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club in Canaan. This is a tradition that goes way, way, way back. I remember as a kid they had these turkey shoots for 6 weeks in advance of Thanksgiving. It's a shotgun event where you shoot at a target. You don't shoot at turkeys. Turkeys are the prizes if you win. like I said, this today is the second. Next Sunday will be the third, and 2 more Sundays subsequent. You can bring your own shotgun. Children are invited if a adult accompanies them. And they also have a spare shotgun to use if you don't have your own. It seems to be that all of the rod and gun clubs around have the same format. It's just a long-time tradition that helps them raise money for their organization. Rod and gun clubs, by the way, are very environmentally oriented. A lot of the programs involve conservation efforts and so forth. So that's pretty much it. After that, there'll be more running events. Things, as the seasons change, so do the events. We'll be going more towards indoor events. There'll be Bonspiels, which are matches for the curling club in Norfolk, and things like that. There'll be high school indoor fundraisers, and the Cove up in Great Barrington has a 3-day bowling event. But those are in the coming weeks, and I'll be reporting on those, and I'll have them on the my website, sportingacause.com.
Well, you know, it's interesting because a good friend of mine, Gene Kozlowski, is involved with the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club. And years ago, I went out and participated in a turkey shoot. Now, I haven't shot a gun. I stopped shooting when I was a young kid. I just didn't like shooting a gun. But I went out there, and they let me use a gun. There's a gun that if you don't have a gun and you want to shoot at targets, they have a gun that you can use.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they have a 20-gauge house gun, they call it.
But now I shot that gun, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I hit the far upper, out of all my shots, I hit the far upper right-hand corner of the target, not the bullseye part, mm-hmm. but I mean the paper, the far upper right-hand side. And I said, well, I know I'm blind, but I can't be that blind. And then he gave me his gun to use. He said, now here, use this gun. I said, what? It's gun's a gun. He goes, no, a gun isn't a gun. And I used his gun, and son of a gun, I got all my shots within the target.
Mm.
So if you go out there and you use their gun and you don't hit the target, it's not you.
Well, with me, it would be me. But
yeah, well, if you're a novice, it will be you because you're being a novice and not being able to shoot and have a gun that's not quite sighted in as accurately as these real good guns makes a huge difference.
Oh, it does. Yeah, I would like to try it sometime. Also, in the spring, they have the in advance of Easter Sunday, they have ham shoots. They'll do the same thing. They'll have a 6-week every Sunday for 6 weeks preceding Easter, they'll have the same event, but hams are the prizes in honor of that holiday. So, last year I took some pictures there when they had the Boy Scouts. They had one day where they invite Boy Scouts from the area and let them shoot. It's a very active. You tend not to hear much about it. The Rod and Gun Club, but they've got a lot going on. They have their facilities. I grew up in Canaan, and I'd forgotten how big their territory is. There are 2 matches going on today. There's a rifle match and this turkey shoot going on simultaneously. Their facilities are so wide. They have a pond for fishing derbies, and it's a great facility. And like I say, they're very conservation and environmentally minded. The hunters and fishermen tend to be that way, and any support they get is they deserve.
And I remember back when I used to golf at Hotchkiss, they have a great barbecuing facility. We did our end-of-season picnic there So they got everything there at the Northwest Rod and Gun
Club.
Yeah,
they do. And Gene's always very helpful to me. He's a contact for the turkey shoots and other events, and he's always happy to help me out. So I appreciate his help.
All right. Well, it's sportingacause.com. Willie, once again, I know NASCAR Dave will be back next week, so you'll have a longer segment. You'll be able to speak to NASCAR Dave.
Well, as always, Marshall, thank you so much for having me on, and go Red Sox.